Hello and welcome to today's podcast. I'm Amir Iftikhari, and in this episode, we are diving into some profound insights from a recent discussion. The conversation centered around the dangers of empty slogans by leaders and the importance of proper planning. These topics are not just relevant, but crucial for everyone striving to lead effectively and achieve lasting success. So let's get it started. The first topic is about dangers of empty slogans. I want to start by addressing the significant issue of leaders making empty promises. When leaders make grandiose claims without a concrete plan, it can lead to numerous effective outcomes. One of the main points here is that such empty promises damage credibility. When leaders say things like, "I will achieve goal heights," without any real groundwork or connections, they set themselves up for failure. The team quickly loses trust in a leader who doesn't follow through on their promises. It is important to avoid focusing on external accolades and instead concentrate on self-development and setting realistic goals. Empty slogans not only disappoint the team but also lead to a loss of motivation. Over time, this can result in the leader becoming isolated and even facing depression due to the disconnect between the words and the actions. So here are the key points on avoiding empty slogans. Firstly, focus on making actionable promises that can be fulfilled. Promises should be grounded in reality and reflect the actual capabilities of the leader and the team. This ensures that goals are attainable and progress can be tracked. Secondly, avoid grand claims without substantial planning. Grandiose statements might inspire temporarily, but can cause significant damage if not followed through. Leaders should avoid making bold claims without having a well thought out plan to achieve them. Thirdly, ensure commitments are realistic and achievable. Setting realistic goals helps maintain team morale and trust. Unrealistic goals can lead to burnout and frustration when they are inevitably not met. Fourthly, engage in self-reflection and honesty to avoid self-deception. Leaders need to be honest with themselves about their abilities and limitations. Regular self-reflection can help in making more grounded and achievable commitments. Fifthly, demonstrate capability through consistent actions rather than empty words. Actions speak louder than words. Consistent, reliable actions build trust and demonstrate leaders' true capabilities more effectively than any grand statement can. Next comes the consequences of empty slogans. So here are the consequences. Loss of focus and credibility. When promises are not kept, team members lose focus and respect for the leader, which can lead to decreased productivity and morale. Team members may become disillusioned and distant. Disappointment and disillusionment can cause team members to disengage, reducing their overall contribution and collaboration. The leader's reputation and authority can suffer severely. A leader who consistently fails to deliver on promises can lose their authority and effectiveness, making it difficult to lead the team successfully. Then the second topic is the importance of proper planning. Moving on to the second major topic, let's underscore the importance of proper planning. Planning is not just about listing tasks, but involves a strategic approaches that covers short-term, mid-term, and long-term goals. Proper planning can lead to success even with limited resources. A well-thought-out plan allows for efficient use of whatever resources are available. On the other hand, Abundant resources without a plan can lead to wasted opportunities and efforts. Planning should be both mental and written. While having a written plan is essential, mentally preparing and visualizing the steps is equally important. This dual approach ensures that you are not cut off guard and can handle the challenges more effectively. Let's talk about key points on proper planning. First, effective planning is strategic and spans various time frames. Planning should encompass immediate tasks, upcoming projects, and long-term goals. This ensures that efforts are aligned towards a common objective and resources are allocated efficiently. Second, mental planning is as important as written plans. Visualization and mental preparation can significantly enhance the effectiveness of a written plan. By thinking through potential challenges and solutions, leaders can be better prepared for execution. Third, proper planning can turn limited resources into successful outcomes. A strategic plan can maximize the use of limited resources, ensuring that every effort contributes towards achieving the set goals. Fourth, avoiding last-minute rushes is crucial. A steady and consistent effort is needed. Procrastination and last-minute efforts can lead to subpar results. Consistent and steady work ensures better outcomes and reduces stress for the entire team. Let me talk about a very general thing. Let me give you a general advice. The advice here isn't limited to just, you know, these two topics. So let's talk about some general wisdoms that are invaluable for personal and professional growth. Invest in people rather than material possessions. Building strong relationships and supportive team can often lead to greater success than focusing solely on material gains. People are the backbone of any successful endeavor, and investing in their growth and well-being pays off in the long run. Maintain humility and focus on personal growth. Being humble allows leaders to stay grounded and open to learning, which is essential for continuous improvement. Personal growth should always be a priority as it directly impacts leadership effectiveness. Consistent and realistic promises enhance credibility and foster trust. When team members see that their leader is reliable and capable, they are more likely to stay motivated and committed. Trust is the foundation of a strong team, and consistency in delivering on promises build that trust. Approach challenges with patience and perseverance. Long-term success often requires a steady, consistent effort rather than quick fixes. Challenges should be viewed as opportunities for growth and learning. Approach with patience and long-term perspective. So let me give you some closing remarks. In closing, it's important to reiterate the value of integrity, realistic goal setting, and the importance of planning. Reflect on your own practices and continuously strive to improve. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. I hope these insights provide you with valuable takeaways to enhance your leadership practices. Stay tuned for more episodes, and until the next time, keep leading with integrity and planning with purpose.